We're here in the auto mechanic's garage, ready to get down and dirty for PMK.
This is as clean as you're gonna see us. Cause today,
I go into a rhino habitat very carefully to do a little housekeeping. This is one seriously messy animal.
Aw, no, I just cleaned that spot.
How do you find something you accidentally throw away in New York City? Vanessa goes out with the world's best garbage hunter.
You'll get used to it.
Just in case that isn't smelly enough,
we send her out to sea to catch, gut, and make sure the fish you eat is clean. And Charlie shows us how rotting garbage can be dangerous.
Because when I light it, it produces a flame.
But also, a great source of energy.
Let's take a look at this car.
Okay, what do we do first?
I don't know.
This is so embarrassing.
Hey, I never said I was a popular mechanic for kids. Although, I am popular.
It's Popular Mechanics for Kids. Dirty work.
Check the oil, lift the dipstick. Well, that's very funny. The oil should be clear. If it's thick and black, then it needs to be changed. Okay? Well, hold this.
Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty black.
Well, it says right here to change the oil. Remove the drain plug and collect all the oil in a pan.
Oh, got it.
Yay! Oh.
Find the oil plug, Alicia?
Yeah, but, I'm having problems.
Here, let me give you a hand.
Oh! This is disgusting!
If you think this is dirty work, imagine cleaning up after a rhino. I had to do it. Let me tell you, it can be a really big job, if you know what I mean.
It's 7 o'clock in the morning here at Florida's largest zoo. The only people here are the zookeepers, and we're busy getting things ready for the animals. Preparing food, and in my case, cleaning up. This is the part that the visitors don't normally get to see. Lucky you. I'm doing the rhino habitat, and this is rhino poo. Male rhinos mark their territory with urine and feces, but they're not the only ones doing it. But a male rhino goes one step further when he wants the other male rhinos to know that this is his territory.
He spreads it all around. And since he weighs 4,500 pounds, or 2,050 kilograms, that makes for a lot of poop.
And a lot of work when it's time to clean up.
Hey, Tyler, how's it going?
Not bad. It's kind of like farming. It smells kind of like cow poo.
Yeah, it does. In the wild, these dung piles play a real important role in the social structure. The males will make these big dung piles, and it kind of lets the other males know where that rhino's habitat begins and where it ends. Since we're here at a zoo, it's real important for their health that we clean up as much of the mess as possible as we can. They like to explore around, and it gives them something to do. They'll mark their territories again every day.
Well, looks like we're all done. Everything's clean.
Yep, it usually takes me about 2 hours to clean this. Now, this is something we have to do every day. Let's go let Jasper out before he gets impatient.
Every day? I clean my room once a year.
Good boy.
When dealing with big, large animals like rhinos, you have to be very careful.
In the wild, they get a really bad reputation of being aggressive. But if you look at his head, you'll notice he's got very small eyes, so he doesn't really see very well. So if you're ever lucky enough to come across a rhino in the wild, you keep your distance, you won't have a problem.
Oh, it's so neat.
Alrighty, well, we need to scrub down Jasper and help clean off all the dirt on his skin.
Oh, yeah.
He loves to be scrubbed. Helps keep his skin nice and soft and clean.
You are dirty. There we go. Right there. Yeah. Stick on the top of your head. There. There, I think he's squeaky clean.
Yeah, I'd say so. Now let's get him out on habitat.
Oh, no, I just cleaned that spot. Oh, no, now he's getting all dirty.
Rhinos take daily mud baths. Helps keep him cool and also puts a layer of mud to protect him from insects.
That's it, I'm going home.
No way, now that the rhinos are out, we've got barns to clean.
Well, do I have to do it?
Yeah, come on, let's go.
I'm really pooped out.
Look at this mess!
I became a fisher person.
That's a really big fish.
And see how fish get from the ocean to your table. Keep your nose PU'd to the screen.
Yummy.
Because that's coming up on PMK. This is a porta potty, basically a toilet with no plumbing attached to it. What do you do when it fills up? Sour. It's super duper pooper scooper to the rescue. First, start it up with this remote control. This all-in-one gadget has everything attached to it. It sprays a disinfectant out of one little hose and sucks up the you know what with this high-powered vacuum. But there are still a few things that machines just can't do. Thank you, Scooperman.
This is the cleanest place on Earth. It's NASA's spacecraft canning facility. This satellite is being packed up to be sent into space on a rocket. Even one speck of dust getting into the packet before it's sealed up could mess up the delicate equipment and cause a breakdown that would cost a fortune. The dirtiest thing in here? Humans. People are constantly shedding hair, makeup, or even skin cells. So you have to wear special clothes, including gloves and even a face mask. Oh yeah, and don't forget to wash your hands when you leave the bathroom. Go PMK on the web, play a shockwave game, and find out where your food goes after you eat it. It's in one end and out the other. And you get to go along for the ride. It's only at pmforkids.com.
Need any help?
No, stay away from me. Actually, could you help me bring this out to the front?
Yeah, I can.
Uh-oh.
Hey,
Alicia.
Yeah.
I've never told you what a great goal is yours.
Give me a hug. Give me a hug.
Go ahead. Make my day.
It's a dirty job. But someone's got to do it. Speaking of which, here's Vanessa in New York City.
New York, one of the most populated cities in the world. Tons of people and tons of garbage.
If I accidentally throw something out, you think it would be gone forever, right? Maybe not. I'm going to throw out this cute little Sydney dog and see what it takes to get him back. Sorry, Sydney.
Don't worry, Sydney. I'll do my best to find you.
In a city this big,
So who are you gonna call?
New York City Department of Sanitation, Fresh Kills, Supervisor Hendrickson. May I help you?
This is where most of New York City's garbage ends up. When it comes to finding lost valuables, this is the guy you've gotta see. This landfill, or Fresh Kill as they call it in the business, is huge.
It's 3,000 acres, larger than Central Park.
I bet Central Park never smelled like this. How can we possibly find my little Sydney doll in all this mess?
Why don't you come along with me? I have a 95% success rate, and with you, I'm sure I'm going to make it 96.
All right, let's get busy.
If someone accidentally loses something in the garbage, they have only 3 or 4 hours to trace it. I called Dave in time. He traced the truck and sent it to a special unloading area. The truck dumps its load a little at a time into small piles. We know what comes out first was picked up last. If I hadn't called Dave in time, Sydney would have ended up in the landfill and be lost forever.
We begin by creating a timeline. Your truck starts at 6 o'clock, so that's 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock, 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock, 8 to 9, and 9 to 10.
Okay.
What time did you lose yours?
I lost it around 9-ish, 8-ish, 9-ish. So.
All right, so it's in one of these three piles.
Right.
So what we're going to do is we're going to look for another clue, an address.
Because we know I lost Sydney near 21st Street, finding an address from that area will give us the clue to which pile he's in.
7th Avenue, New York. That's not even close to where I lost Sydney. 18th Street. That's really close, that's really close.
21st Street.
21st Street.
Yeah, okay, so we know that it's in this pile. Now we have to take this pile apart piece by piece.
My Sydney doll, it's a plush toy. It's got orange big hair. It kind of looks like a duck almost.
And it has special meaning to you, I'm sure.
Oh yes, special meaning.
Size 9, not my size.
What do you think? This ain't bad.
That was bark, I'm sure.
I think someone's lunch is stuck in my butt.
You'll get used to it.
Ugh.
Oh, it's close. I know it's close. It's in a green shopping bag, you said?
Hey, this was in the garbage when I threw it. I remember it was sticking right out of the
really?
Side.
Oh, then it's right over here, then.
Wait, whoa. Here it is. I can't believe it.
Success! Yes, all right.
No more garbage sleuthing for me.
No, I think it's fun. And it makes people happy.
How does soap work? Let's say you were all covered in filth. Or maybe you were just a little dirty. Water could make it kind of clean, but soap can make you really clean. Why? Because of what it's made of. Soap is made of a powerful acid, like lye, and oil and fat. The fat often came from cows or pigs.
Oh, no.
But now it's usually taken from vegetables, like soybeans.
Phew.
And coconuts. And if you've ever been oily and greasy, you know that just water won't get you clean, because oil and water don't mix. So you gotta fight oil with oil. Soap gets you clean, because it's got oil and fat in it. There you go, Nyx. Good as new.
Hooray.
What a dump! Actually, I meant that as a compliment, though. You see, this landfill is a great source of energy. That's because
when garbage decomposes, it produces methane gas. And just 1 pound of decomposed garbage produces a lot of methane. Methane gas is a bad source of pollution. That's why this landfill collects the gas in these chimneys and burns it off. But when you burn methane, it becomes an energy source. This power plant uses methane from the landfill to produce enough electricity to power 15,000 homes. Now, beans. You know, humans and animals produce methane gas as well.
excuse me, but we just call it gas.
That's why pig farms have to be ventilated. If they weren't, the gas from the pigs could blow up the whole farm. Now, to show you how garbage is turned into energy, I'm going to create a mini landfill using this container right here. I'll be right back. Okay, first I put in a layer of soil. Then we add a layer of garbage. Now, rotting fruits and vegetables are best because they're more organic and they'll decompose quicker. Then just repeat the process all the way to the top. Then I pump out all the air. That's because the organisms which cause the garbage to decompose can only survive in places where there's no oxygen. Like our stomachs. Now leave it alone and covered for quite a while.
Whew. I'm not sure you'd want to wait for this to happen. It might take years. In a landfill, it actually takes up to 3 years.
Now when I open this valve, I know there's methane in there. Because when I light it, it produces a flame. Let's see that again. And that's how rotting garbage produces energy. So remember, if you want to produce your own gas, all you got to do is keep eating and let nature take its course. Whoa. Wow.
This is the Atlantic Ocean, and this is Joshua's Prize. I'm about to find out how fish get from the ocean to your table. Hey, Edgar.
Hey, Vanessa.
A word of warning, being a professional fisherman is not for people who don't like getting slimy.
Your turn to take the helm.
Somewhere out there, there's a net that's been catching fish all night. We've got to find it.
The net that Edgar uses is like a big fence underwater. Fish swim into it and get trapped.
Edgar uses global positioning to find his net. Their satellite, up in space, looking down on the water. Have we found a net yet?
We're getting close.
Finally, we've located our net, which is attached to that buoy marker.
Let's see what we got.
The net is about 1,500 feet long. That's almost 500 meters. Up to 500 pounds of fish can get caught in the net. And you've got to remove them, one by one.
Got another one. This is called a gill net because it hooks the fish by its gills. That's how it pulls it up. Woo! It's all tangled. Woo! It's slippery.
We're fishing for cod, so we throw other kinds of fish back in.
Bye! Look at this fish! That's a really big fish. So what next? Uh-oh.
We have to clean the cod right on board, or they'll spoil.
All right, so what do I have to do here?
Cod is across the troller here. Deep.
Deep? Oh.
Slip it back through the belly there. That's his breakfast.
See all the breakfast. Fish in there? His breakfast. Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, man. This job takes guts. Literally. Yummy. One, two, three, go!
We set the nets out again and then head back to the harbor. We need to unload the fish from the boat.
A fisherman intense job ends here at the fish plant. But it's not the end of the line for me. It's here at the plant where the fish are transformed into what you buy at the grocery store. This machine here cuts off their heads.
This is an automatic filleter. You fit the fish's spine onto here, and watch this. Then the cod is packed into boxes and frozen. It goes all over the world.
Hi, today's specialist cod?
I'll have that. I'm sure it's fresh.
There you go.
Thanks. So we meet again. This is how I like my cod, on a plate.
Truce?
Truce. Well, we finally did it. We changed the oil.
Yes, we did, but look at the car.
Oh, we can't take it home like this.
Look at us. Oh.
I think I have a solution.
Next time on Popular Mechanics for Kids.